Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, director here at the National Hurricane Center, coming to you live here on Wednesday, October the 5th, 8 a.m., and we've just issued our intermediate public advisory on Hurricane Matthew. It is a Category 3 hurricane, maximum sustained winds at 115 miles per hour. The motion now is north-northwest, so that turn to the left that we have been anticipating is beginning. Still not moving very quickly, only at about 10 miles per hour. It's beginning to affect portions of the southeastern Bahamas. The central and northwestern Bahamas will start to be affected as today and tonight go on. It is going to be a rough time in the Bahamas where hurricane warnings are in effect, storm surges of 10 to 15 feet, the extreme winds of major hurricane, and of course locally heavy rainfall. So water is going to be just as much of a problem, if not more, than the wind. Now for Florida. Hurricane warnings and watches are in effect for many portions of the state of Florida on the East Coast. Tropical storm warnings in Miami-Dade County in the middle and upper Keys, and then hurricane watches farther north all the way up to the Georgia border. So today is the day to be preparing, because while hurricane conditions are probably not going to reach portions of Florida until we get into Thursday night, it's tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, where the weather could go downhill and tropical storm conditions could arrive. So do what I've been doing. I've been preparing last night. I'll be preparing today and tonight, because it is possible that the core of a major hurricane could come ashore on the east coast of Florida in the hurricane warning area tomorrow night. It's also possible that the center stays offshore, but even if that's the case, the system is large enough that hurricane conditions, tropical storm conditions, storm surge, and heavy rainfall and flooding could all occur, even if you don't get landfall of the center in your area. Now, as we get closer and closer to landfall, we'll be able to refine the different hazards. But what we can tell you is that the hurricane watches and warnings are not all in the exact same places as our prototype storm surge watches and warnings. The prototype storm surge warning is in effect from North Palm Beach up to the Flagler-Volusia County line. That includes areas like Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie and Fort Pierce. And those areas, there's a danger of life-threatening storm surge in coastal areas. And then farther north, there is a prototype storm surge watch in effect. The key thing to do with regard to storm surge is to evacuate if your local officials tell you to go. We at the Hurricane Center and local forecast offices in the National Weather Service have been briefing emergency managers. They are using our supporting information to make evacuation decisions. They have the best information possible. If they tell you to evacuate, you need to go. But be preparing during the day today for that possibility if you haven't already been given those kinds of instructions. The threat does extend farther north out of the hurricane watches and warnings that are currently in effect. Farther north, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, you could experience tropical storm conditions or hurricane conditions, possibly storm surge and inland flooding, even if the center doesn't come ashore in your area. The forecast path shows this remaining a major hurricane over the next couple of days, at least. Don't worry about any ups and downs, fluctuations in the intensity. We're anticipating a major hurricane coming close to or making landfall in Florida within a couple of days. Then it'll go north, still a potent hurricane threatening Georgia and the Carolinas, and this will be around through the weekend. So be preparing today and take preliminary steps, even areas farther north, so you're not making decisions at the last minute. We'll keep you updated here from the National Hurricane Center. Thanks for listening. Next full advisory at 11 a.m. Eastern Time.